Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
100.7 Star. Bubba Show in the morning hits all day. Hashtag stay connected. You can always download that radio.com app and take us with you everywhere that we go and where you go, and we'll all be together. All right. More good days in May, brought to you by UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital. On the phone with us is Dr. Kristen Ekstrand, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Fellow. Did I get that right?
You got that correct.
I'm always worried that like I'm either going to like butcher a name or a title, and all the people that join us from UPMC are like really important people, and that's the last thing I want to do.
I mean, honestly, people get my name wrong all the time, so the fact that you got it right just made my day.
That's my good news
for the day.
So I love this subject because this subject is near and dear to my heart, because we're talking about the impact of COVID-19 on the LGBTQ community, which is important to me because my daughters are part of the community. So I see it every day with them, and I think it's awesome that you're joining the show to talk about it. Talk about the importance of mental health within the LGBTQ community, for adults, for children, for adolescents, and for everybody in between.
Yeah, no. So I think this is a really important topic. So just in case everyone needs an acronym refresher, when I say LGBTQ, I'm really talking about people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, anything under that umbrella. And then specifically when I'm talking about gender, I may use the term cisgender, which is essentially to describe someone whose gender identity is the same as the sex that they were assigned at birth. It's how most people tend to identify their gender relative to their sex. But then there are also people who identify with a gender that's different than the sex that is assigned at birth. And those folks may identify as transgender or non-binary.
I have to tell you that and don't be mad at me. I had no idea what cisgender was till last week.
My daughters
literally just explained it to me. So if a week ago, if you said that, I'd been like, time out. What does that mean?
We should get your daughter here on the phone interview too.
She's awesome. They're awesome. But no, yeah. I've got twins.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's cool. I'm a twin too.
Yes. That's awesome. So how has it affected the community?
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, I think it's important to say, obviously mental health is important for everyone. Although when we look at the disparities and where there is a need for greater treatment, that's certainly where we can think about the importance of mental health when it comes to folks who are in the LGBTQ community. So it's important to say that people in the LGBTQ community are 2 to 4 times more likely to suffer from depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and are significantly more likely to be impacted by suicide. Those disparities in suicide are particularly important when thinking about the younger population, children and adolescents. They are way more likely to be impacted by even thoughts of suicide, serious suicide attempts, and they are almost 5 times more likely to have attempted suicide, particularly suicide attempts that require medical treatment compared to heterosexual or cisgender peers. So these disparities are quite high, which really speaks to the need for mental health treatment for those who suffer from various symptoms of depression, anxiety. And it's important to say too that while there are a number of reasons that people may feel depressed or anxious, people in the LGBTQ community, some of the big drivers for those disparities are societal victimization, a lack of acceptance by loved ones and peers, higher general levels of stress, which is you know, from employment, particularly when we don't have an Employment Non-Discrimination Act, and then social isolation, particularly for folks who have been rejected by family or loved ones. And these are all significant contributors to the disparities that we see. And so the role of mental health for everyone, but particularly for people in the LGBTQ community, because of these higher levels of disparities, becomes very important.
If you're just tuning in, this is More Good Days in May. This is Dr. Kristen Ekstrand, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Fellow at UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital.
So we've been talking about the effects of COVID-19 on the LGBTQ community, doctor. So I want to know, how can UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital help?
Yeah, so I think it's probably worth talking about, you know, what is the impact of COVID-19 on the LGBTQ community. And when we think about that, we really need to think about these sort of two separate areas with which there are significant problems, right? One is the risk of exposure or complications from infection. The other is sort of the extended impact that the pandemic has on society. And so when you think about the risk of exposure and complications, we just have to say that we actually aren't collecting the data on sexual orientation or gender identity. Okay. Governor Wolf just announced an initiative yesterday to start to do that. But okay. Unlike when we think about race, when we think about gender as far as sort of male, female gender, we collect that data so we know where the disparities are and how to target those interventions. We are not doing that at all for sexual orientation or gender identity in any kind of systematic way. So when we think about, you know, do we have the data we need to make a decision or figure out what to do? We actually really don't. But there are certain things that really suggest that the LGBTQ community is more likely to be impacted by this. So a third of LGBTQ Americans work in jobs that are more likely to be impacted by COVID-19, like restaurants, education, retail, hospitals. LGBT people are more likely to have sort of be in a lower socioeconomic class, particularly older adults whose economic livelihood really came before certain legal protections, right? Okay. So a lot of their life savings, you know, they never got them tax benefits from being married. And so they're more likely to be in an economic class where in living situations where infection may be spread more easily. And LGBTQ people are more likely to smoke, have asthma, and have underlying health conditions, which may actually impact their morbidity and mortality from the disease.
Okay. I have a question that's kind of unrelated, but sort of related. So obviously, I let you know, I mean, both my daughters are part of the community. And when I found out, when I heard you earlier saying how people are, you know, how families or family members, you know, don't look at them, like get angry about it. When I found out, I was like, okay. Like that was my response was but here's what I feel. I don't know if I should feel bad or not, because like they're my daughters. I love them unconditionally. I want them to be happy. I almost felt like I should have made a bigger deal out of it, but I didn't. I was just kind of like, okay, I love you. I don't care. Like you do you, be happy. I don't care. As long as you go to bed every night happy, I want you to live a happy life. It doesn't matter. So was my reaction wrong because I didn't overreact?
No, you know, I mean, I think it's about consistency, right? And I imagine that you're the type of dad that provides a consistent message of love and support, right? And so I think
there's a mean dad inside this body. Don't get fooled.
All right, okay. Well, I think from that standpoint, right. As long as the good outweighs
of course,
the bad, right?
Yes.
And as long as the bad is not coming from a space of, I do not accept you, I do not love you.
Never.
I love all of you, but this part.
About, like, you know? Not cleaning your room.
Yeah. If it was like, I don't like you, Pleasant, you're not cleaning your gay room, that's different. But.
That is not what's happening in the Bubba house. Right. I can promise you that.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I think so. It's that consistent message. You know, you don't need to blow something, you know, out of proportion or celebrate. It's always nice to celebrate things that your kids are proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids are proud of who they are.
Of course.
They are, you know.
I mean, there will be times where we're walking around the house and we're like, you know, Brianna would be talking about her girlfriend. And I'll be like, wait a second, you're gay?
Yeah.
And it becomes, they were like it's just who she is. And she's part of me. She's my DNA. I love her no matter what. I love them.
Yeah, well, I think that's actually really nice, because I think that one of the things that you're doing is that you actually probably don't have to talk about the, you know, the term, you know, oh, you're gay, as much, because she's already so happy to bring every aspect of her life, including her partner, into your right. into your home, right? So it's less about how often you say the word, you know, I love you because you're gay, or right. I accept you because you show that you're accepting. And she is willing to be, you know, her whole self in your home, which is perfect. And that's exactly what we want, particularly at a time right now, you know, because I think one of the challenging parts about this for kids, right, is that if kids, you know, we've talked about the impact. I think people hear about the impact on kids, about what is it like for them to be at home, you know, when their parents are trying to work, or their parent, you know, the stress in households is so high right now. And for kids whose parents don't accept them, that is even higher for yeah. them. Right? Can you imagine being in a home 24/7 with someone who you know doesn't fully accept you for who you are, and you have to hide that part of yourself?
No.
You
know? Listen, there's a lot of butting heads in my household, but none of it has anything to do with who they love. None of it.
And so that's one of the things that's like super difficult right now, especially with cyberbullying too.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think those are the big issues, you know, hitting kids right now, you know, even though that they're not, you know, necessarily likely to get as sick from COVID-19, you know, the impact that it's having on families and social, like those kids, right, when we talk about suicide, that social isolation and lack of feeling accepted, you know, from their peers, from their family, at a time when they can't go out, they can't meet people, they can't get any positive, like that's really, I think for LGBTQ youth is going to be a huge impact of COVID-19, mm-hmm. right?
And that's why we're very lucky to have UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital and all of the facilities that UPMC has with the Resolve Crisis Network. Dr. Kristen Ekstrand, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Fellow, UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital. Thank you so much for coming on our show. Thank you so much for shining a light on this subject that a lot of people don't. And I'm glad you felt comfortable, because we love everybody, and that's the truth. We don't judge. Although sometimes we do, but it's always for a fun way. Thank you so much for joining our show. You're amazing, and feel free to come back and join us anytime you like.
Thanks, doctor.
Thank you so much for having me.
More good days in May, brought to you by UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.